Pennsylvania holds its primaries on Tuesday, and we're going to hear now about one of those races. You may remember the name Rick Saccone. He's the Republican who narrowly lost a special House election to Democrat Connor Lamb in March. The loss was embarrassing for Saccone and the GOP in what's been a Republican-friendly district. But as Ann Lee Herring of member station WESA explains, Saccone is not letting that loss deter him. In fact, he's running again for another House seat.
Saccone sits at his campaign headquarters with one staffer. It's a big difference from before the special election, when dozens of volunteers were bustling around the office. But Saccone says he's happy to be free from the national media attention and outside groups that he says distorted his message.
Remember, those outside groups spent that money not on me. They spent it on their own message, mostly anti-Nancy Pelosi message. It wasn't on Rick Saccone. It wasn't helping Rick Saccone to tell Rick Saccone's story.
Saccone's loss in the special election may well haunt him in the May 15th primary.
We were all there to support Rick Saccone. The president was in the district twice. His children came on several occasions. The vice president came.
That's Saccone's primary opponent, State Senator Guy Rushenthaler. Rushenthaler says the special election was such a debacle that many in his party urged him to run against Saccone.
So I think the voters deserve another choice, and it's time to put a new candidate forward who has a history of winning, like myself.
Rushenthaler appears to have the backing of the state's Republican establishment. He's raised lots of money, and at age 35, says he's a fresh face.
I think Republican voters want somebody who's new.
Saccone, who's 60, has the support of anti-abortion and pro-gun rights activists. That may work to his advantage, because the district will become much more conservative due to court-ordered redistricting. But in terms of policy, Republican strategist Charlie Giroux says little separates the two candidates.
You've got two conservative Republicans, so it becomes much more of a personality-driven race.
So far, the candidates have attacked each other's resumes. Saccone has said he served as a diplomat in North Korea in the early 2000s, but Rushenthaler's campaign says he exaggerated his work there. Meanwhile, Saccone says Rushenthaler is little more than an ambitious career politician.
He's jumped and hopped from one job to another, never finishing a term in any one position that he's been in.
Saccone's loss in the special election has energized some of his supporters, including Kim Stauffer, who's a local gun rights activist.
If anything, it's brought a sense of saltiness because of some in the national media who have criticized him.
Given the district's new, more conservative complexion, whoever prevails in this primary stands a good chance of winning the seat this fall. For NPR News, I'm Ann Lee Herring.